Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about Second Amendment rights, unusual happenings, wildlife sightings, and the like. How y'all doing? Well, I hope fine. You're running the first hour of the show this morning with your phone calls, and I'll have some commentary on kind of a free-for-all this morning, but that's okay. Second hour, we've got Dr. Joseph Love coming on the show to talk about tidal bass fishing. So Joe's been a guest before, and he's always brought us some good information. So if you're a bass fisherman, and you have questions about fishing our tidal rivers for bass, you're certainly welcome to call Joe with your questions when he comes on in the 6 o'clock hour. And stay tuned for an informative hour then. In the meantime, it's just me. I don't know if it'll be an informative hour, but we'll try to make it entertaining and we'll try to engage you and keep your attention. So there you go. Flag Day today, Father's Day tomorrow. Flag Day is not the biggest holiday for crab sales, but Father's Day is pretty good. So I've been dealing with a lot of local crab vendors. The crab market is still iffy. Some encouraging signs in certain parts of the bay for Maryland crabs. The full moon, of course, signals the start of another crab shedding cycle where the crabs lose their outer shells, become soft crabs, and then over the course of the next few days continue to harden the shells that they have just grown and are now wearing. So that's where we are with the crab deal. We are hearing reports up and down the bay, certain hot spots, others not so hot, about millions, is the way it was put to me, of little tiny crabs out there that will probably be ready for legal size and ready for market possibly after the next full moon, mid-July, 28 days from today. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. And hopefully the crab population will start to return to semi-normal. Again, I heard the theory that Superstorm Sandy was the culprit for spoiling our pretty good crab population as of 3 years ago. The floods that came and the fact that all the floodgates were open at Conowingo Dam kind of flushed those little crabs out all the way out of the bay with the influx of fresh water and the volume of water, and perhaps flushed them into the jet stream. One of the crab guys was telling me that he's getting a lot of crabs from North Carolina, and he said they're all the same hatch. He said they're all the same age. They're all, the term he used was cookie cutter, which, okay, that makes sense. And he was one that was talking about the impact of the storm, as did I. I heard the same thing in Crisfield from a crab wholesaler a couple weeks ago. So it's a good theory. Let's see if it plays out. It's very possible that it did. All right. Well, you heard the big news yesterday. A steer got loose from a slaughterhouse in downtown Baltimore and took a little jaunt, covered a couple miles. The brave officers in blue stayed in their cruisers and tried to corral the animal by using their vehicles. Of course, this further annoyed the beast and startled it. And it escaped several attempts to block it in, went into a parking garage, and wound up being shot by police from the window of a cruiser, from what I understand. No head-to-head confrontation. No sword between the shoulder blades. No picadors. No whatever they are, no matadors, no capes, no funny hats. It was just drive by and shoot the critter in the head outside the window of a cruiser. Good clean technique. Good clean technique. Of course, passersby were, getting their coffee and walking around and taking cell phone videos, and they got to see all this, and in broad daylight and living color. So, of course, PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, unlike the people who are people eating tasty animals, same acronym. Here is what they have to say about this. Just so you know, and this was from Baltimore Sun. Of course, you know, you got to reach out to all sides, right? The animal rights organization, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, condemned the incident. You know, if a three-year-old would have been trampled, hey, no biggie. You know, what the heck? Here's their philosophy. If an animal escapes from a slaughterhouse or a slaughter truck, that animal should be granted amnesty. Kind of like escaping from Gitmo, I guess. I don't know. Said PETA spokeswoman Lindsay Ratt. Unfortunate name for an animal rights activist, R-A-J-T. How would you say it? Brian, any keys on pronunciation? R-A-J-T? I think the J is silent, so we'll just call her Lindsay Ratt. PETA would have found him a home and made him an ambassador to other animals for his courage. Yeah. That's what they do with dogs and cats. When they pick them up from the shelter, they make them ambassadors. Euthanize them in the back of the van and give them a memorial service in a dumpster in a shopping mall. Thank you, PETA. Shut up. So anyway, enough of that story. If you'd like to comment on it, you're welcome to do it. But a little dedication here to the brave officers of Baltimore City who were on Bull Patrol yesterday.
All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up.
WCBM 680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. Just if you read the story, and even if you didn't, it's relatively entertaining. It talks about several other cattle escapes from 2002 and 1977. Eastern District officers spent hours in 1977 corralling 16 head of cattle that escaped from the Charles J. Schmidt Company packing house on Harford Road. Reports at the time said the officers yelled, "Yippee-ki-yay" and "Ride 'em, cowboy." Officers rounded up all the cattle except one, which was shot with a shotgun with the consent of the vice president of the packing company. And in 1896, a steer was on his way toward the stockyards for the purpose of providing beef steaks and roast when it occurred to him that he would have a little Christmas fun before visiting the butcher. Police vainly attempted to lasso him before assassinating him with an axe, the Sun reported. Mike in Randallstown, then Jordan in Pikesville. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, sir?
Okay.
Good. What's up?
Not too much. I'm just calling in to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Same to you.
Yeah, and also your listeners.
Sure.
And I also want to let you know that I'm keeping your daughter in my prayers.
Oh, thank you. She started radiation this week.
Yes.
Still undergoing some speech therapy and physical therapy. But she's doing very well. So.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I lost my wife to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I know it can be a terrible, terrible time and a tough battle.
Yep.
And I do wish her the very, very best.
I greatly appreciate that, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See ya.
Right, bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. I have a great Father's Day story. Brian, remind me I have a great Father's Day story. Hey, we got Jordan in Pikesville. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning,
how are you doing?
Aaron. How are you doing?
Good. Understand you had an encounter with a newborn fawn.
Well, we'll tell you about it. First, that was a nice call by Mike. I wish him well and a good Father's Day, too.
Yes.
That was wonderful. He told you a couple things that I wanted to say, but
that's all right.
I was doing, et cetera. But yes, I have a story about a fawn.
Okay.
Okay, it was in the Catonsville area where I saw that a couple weeks ago. And it was in back of the Patapsco area.
Right.
So there are plenty of woods there, and it was on a lawn of somebody.
Sure.
Of some people that I was visiting.
Yep.
And I guess I'm going to call it Bambi, because it looked just like Bambi. And what was attracting this, you know, Bambi was this spinning pinwheel as a lawn ornament that was on the people's lawn.
Right.
So actually, it came over to us about 8 feet away, actually,
huh.
and Bambi was about up to my waist. And it was, like I said, it was mesmerized by that spinning pinwheel. And it sounded like a goat. It was making noises like that. It was running toward that and actually put its nose to it and made it stop. And I thought, well, it's going to come over to us now. But what it did, I saw behind the bushes, Mama Deer was looking. Was looking after it. And it looked back. Bambi looked back at its mom and ran to its mom. But it trotted away on the grass, but then it got to somebody's driveway, and this is the funny part, the asphalt was like a sheet of ice to it, and it sprawled on all fours.
Kind of went spread eagle on you, did it?
Yeah, that's what it did, and then just got up and walked away from there.
Wow. Yep. Well, you had quite an encounter, didn't you? You know, they're very curious. They're very curious, but mother is never far away. I've been seeing lone does for the last 2 weeks. I mean, you know, I travel a lot. I travel a lot in rural parts of Maryland. And even yesterday, I was, where was I yesterday? I don't even remember. I was in East Baltimore. But 2 days ago, I was on the Eastern Shore. And if you're driving along and you see one lone deer out there in the field in the middle of the day, that is a more than likely a doe that has a fawn or two, and she will space them several hundred yards apart, and she will stay somewhere in the vicinity. She'll stay within earshot of them and feed both of them at appropriate times, but it's a survival mechanism for them. They'll put one over here and then put another one over here 200 yards, 300 yards away. And, you know, if something happens to one of the fawns, well, the species has to survive. The other one may escape that injury, tragedy, or worse. So, you know, that nature takes care of its own on that. And, you know, sometimes you'll see them when they get a little older. And they're not, you know, they're not so tiny. They're able to travel with mom. You'll see them in a month or so. You'll see does and fawns together at that point. But right now, those fawns stay hidden most of the time. You know, mom goes back and forth between them. And when you said it sounded like a goat or a sheep, that little fawn is bleating because an E-B-L-E-A-T, because it wasn't sure what was going on, and it was calling for mom, and you said mom was right there, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see her right till the very end.
Yeah, well, she was
hiding in the bushes. She stuck her nose out.
Yep,
right?
she was keeping track of the little one, no question. Yep.
Yeah, because after it stopped the pinwheel, I thought it was going to come to us, but
right.
it didn't. It looked back, and, yeah, that's where Mom was peeking out of
sure.
the bushes.
Yep, exactly. All right, Jordan, great story.
And listen, I wish you a happy, happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And listen, this story wasn't as good as Dr. Charles used to
be. Oh, my, I know. I miss that guy. So.
I know that.
Yep.
Listen, if you ever get a if Brian, he does always a great job, we'll have to play I Got a Tiger by the Tail by Buck Owens.
Yeah, I remember that one. Buck Owens, sure. Absolutely. All right, Jordan, you take care, buddy.
Have a great day in regards to Heather, and you have a wonderful Father's Day.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jordan. Bye-bye. There he goes. Time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Yes, indeed. If you are looking for any product or any service for fishing or hunting, well, you can depend on Chesapeake Outdoors, Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. They've got everything from pots for your pier to traps to trot lines to white boots if you want to pretend you're a crabber. They've got all that, too. And of course, great selection, live bait for fishing and crabbing, frozen bait, you know, everything you need for that. Rods, reels, and tackle for the Chesapeake Bay, for the tidal rivers, for freshwater fishing. And even carry the Bubba Blade knives if you want to fillet and release your catch. That's for sure. If you need archery equipment, well, they've got all the major brands. They've got Parker and Matthews and Mission and Barnett Crossbows, so they can help you with that. A full line of firearms and a full line of ammunition, outdoor apparel as well. So why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They're located on Route 50 East. That's exit 39B. Look for 39B and Dominion Road. Dominion Road on Kent Island. The phone number there is 410-604-2500, 604-2500. And don't forget that big blue and white tent will be open today. They've got great deals, blowout sale prices on all the beachwear and shorts and activewear. The folks at Yale Sportswear have all that stuff in tents for moms and dads and kids. If you're headed to the beach or just getting ready for vacation, having a great summer, you can go there and get the entire family decked out in great summer clothing at really cheap prices. Chesapeake Outdoors. Both the tent and the outdoor store are on Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and
and last longer. Baylinex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All she oaks want bottom do drop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
I'm going to share one of the coolest father stories I've heard in a long, long time. Now, yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about my daddy. I think I've shared enough about my adopted dad and all the hunting and fishing adventures we had. But I was at W&W Tire and Auto Service getting rear brakes put on the truck. And the owner, Dwayne Wolford, young man with a young family, was talking. We talk about fishing a lot. Hey, you've been fishing now. I've been down to be. Well, Dwayne loves to surf fish. So he was on the Outer Banks in North Carolina a couple weeks ago, and he saw something. It was a surf fisherman's dream. He saw a ball of bait right off the beach, a ball of bait. Whatever they were. It could have been bunker, you know, it could have been bay inch. I don't know. It was a ball of bait. He could see it from the house they were renting. He could see it across the beach and in the water, and he watched it all day with binoculars. Apparently it was trapped in between some type of sandbar and some point, and it was, you know, working there. He said the pelicans and the gannets were diving on this, and he knew there were fish there, just, you know, gorging on this bait. And he knew as the tide came in and increased that the water would get deeper, and it would force this ball of bait in closer to shore. Now imagine this all day, watching this with your binocular, being an avid surf fisherman, anticipating the bite, anticipating this tremendous, successful day coming at the end of the day when the tide is right. So Dwayne said he watched this ball of bait. He watched this ball of bait all day long, checked back with it. And, you know, so about 7 o'clock in the evening, the tide is just getting right. The ball of bait starts to spill into the sound. Splits in three pockets, splits into three different, schools of fish, and he's standing on the beach with his surf rod ready. And he looks down, and his four-year-old's standing there. And his four-year-old looks up and says, Daddy, can we go to the pool? Dwayne looked at the water, looked at his son, picked up his fishing rod and said, let's go to the pool. To me, that touched my heart. I don't know if it touches yours, if you quite understand it as a fisherman, or a dad, you just, what do? Daddy, can we go to the pool? All the anticipation, all the self-serving desires that you have, that you want to catch a fish, all goes out the window, doesn't it? I thought it was a great story. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And I want to tell you a little bit about moms demand action for gun sense. Moms demand action for gun sense in America. Now, there is an acronym, MDAGSA, MDAGSA. This is from the truthrevolt.org. The writer is Yehuda Reamer. And the headline is, Moms Demand Action Protest Draws 12 People. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America called on their troops to join a stroller jam outside of Target's. That would be the Target store on your in your local neighborhood. Shareholders meeting in Dallas to protest open carry in their stores. Open carry means if you have a carry permit for firearms, you can carry in their Target stores. Unfortunately for them, a group of 12 women showed up. The dozen women who were holding signs that stated, Texas moms expect more, in a play on Target's motto, expect more, pay less. We're asking them, like we did successfully with Starbucks and Chipotle, who folded like a house of cards, to put a national policy into place that covers states like Texas where open carry of guns is allowed, said Stephanie Lundy. She is the Texas spokeswoman for Moms Demand Action. According to Dallas News, Lundy also said, I'm a Texas mom. I love me some Target where I can get a gallon of milk and anything else. This skirt I put on this morning is actually from Target, but I won't be going there for a while. Although it was called the Stroller Jam, Dallas News reported only one woman showed up with a stroller and her granddaughter. Moms Demand Action currently has a petition urging Target to ban open carry in their stores. According to the organization, they have more than 200,000 signatures. I'd like to remind the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America members here in Texas and across the country and maybe even here in Maryland. I'd like to go back a little bit in time. October 16th, 1991. Luby's Restaurant, Killeen, Texas. George Henard crashed his pickup truck through the front plate glass window of the Luby's Cafeteria, 1705 East Central Texas Expressway, shot 43 people, exchanged shots with responding police, and then hid in the bathroom and fatally shot himself. It was the deadliest shooting rampage in American history until the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007, and is now the third deadliest mass shooting behind Sandy Hook. It remains the deadliest non-school shooting rampage in America. On that date, October 16, 1991, 35-year-old George Pierre Jojo Henard, an unemployed merchant mariner or able seaman who was described by others as angry and withdrawn with a dislike of women, drove his blue 1987 Ford Ranger pickup truck through the front window of Luby's Cafeteria at 1705. I said that. Yelling, this is what Bell County did to me. This is payback now. He then opened fire on the restaurant's patrons and staff with a Glock 17 pistol and later a Ruger P-89. He stalked, shot, and killed 23 people, 10 of them with a single shot to the head, and wounded another 20 before committing suicide. Approximately 140 people were in the restaurant at the time. Henard also approached 32-year-old Susanna Hupp and her parents. Hupp reached for a .38 revolver in her purse, only to remember she had left it in her vehicle to comply with the law. Texas law at the time required that a concealed carry was not allowed in public places. Her father, Al, rushed, 71, rushed at Hennard in an attempt to subdue him, but was fatally shot in the chest. A short time later, as Hupp was escaping, her mother, Ursula, 67, was shot in the head and killed as she cradled her wounded husband. And on it goes. You can read this online. Fast forward, February 14, 2013, Dr. Susanna Hupp became a case study in gun control after testifying in front of Congress as a survivor of the 1991 Luby massacre in Texas, where both of her parents were killed. February 14, 2013, more than a decade later, she spoke once more on this issue, examining it through the lens of the debate currently gripping the nation. During her first appearance, Hupp explained how a friend had given her a gun when she was 21. Although she doesn't like guns or hunting, she agreed to get some training and carry it in her purse. Not long after, a man crashed his car into a restaurant where she was eating with her family and started shooting people. When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, "I got him," she said, snapping her hand. I reached for my purse. He was maybe 12 feet away, but then I realized a couple of months earlier I'd made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car because, you know, you well know in the state of Texas it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse. Well, that's all changed. So let's remind Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America and others that sometimes when a bad guy with a gun shows up, the only defense is a good guy with a gun. And the cops ain't always there when all that happens. You call 911 to get a cop, and nine times out of ten, the cop is there to investigate the crime, not to prevent it. Let's talk to Max in Finksburg. Good morning, Max. How are you?
Alan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, buddy. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Now, just, I think I'm with you 100% on what you were just talking about. You know, best defense is a good offense.
Yep.
You know, we just had another example of it just the other day out in Las Vegas where you had two law enforcement officers killed out there at that Walmart. The third person that was killed was a Walmart customer. He had a concealed carry permit.
Right.
And he was drawing his firearm when, unfortunately, he was targeted also.
Yep.
It just goes to show you, it's not the people with the lawful possession of firearms that you got to worry about, because the outlaw, yeah, and that's all they are. Yeah, they can't buy one legally to begin with.
Well, the nature of the crime, you know, suggests that these people weren't there to obey the law anyway. What's the point? What are you going to do? Well, say put that down in a stern voice. You there?
Oh yeah. I'm here. I'm listening.
No, I just said, you know, how are you going to stop it? Are you going to yell, put that down?
And the thing is, virtually every person that's involved in these shootings, these mass shootings, they have mental issues.
That's true.
But unfortunately, you know, that's not addressed the way it should be.
Right. Exactly.
But
yeah, no question about it, Max. I mean, what do we do? Well, the solution is to, you know, ban all firearms for all law-abiding citizens. When that happens, you know, crime will run rampant, no question about it.
Look what's happened in every country that's done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look what's happened in Australia.
Canada, absolutely. Yep, no question. Yep. Well, anyway, okay. I just thought I'd point out to the mothers that, you know, There was a lady that had a gun in her purse and was complying with the law. And what happens if a shooting breaks out in Target? Mass panic. Can't have a gun. Well, you know, too bad. You're SOL.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna let you go. You have a real good one.
All right, Max. Thanks, buddy.
All right, bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to take your call on any of those things that I've covered this morning. You want to talk about on this Father's Day weekend, you want to talk about mothers against firearms, you want to talk about PETA providing a home for escaped animals that are destined for slaughter, animals that are raised to be killed. Unreal. Hey, but on a lighter note, it's time for the 2013. Yeah, that's the cross between 13 and 14. Well, it started in 2013 and ends in 2014, so it's 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Old Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish worth $10,000 or more, is swimming in the Chesapeake just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but even they're worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call the number on the tag, you might just have captured $10,000 prize. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish. That's 60. Notice I said that with the Frankie Valli voice. 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Hey, I'd like to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Anything and everything you need for fishing, live bait, rods and reels, fishing tackle, free advice, terminal tackle, weights and hooks and swivels and things like that. Good advice for where to go, what to use. They've been good at that. They've been around since 1957, and they know the areas where you're fishing. They know where people, their customers, are telling them that you're catching fish. They're more than glad to share that information with you. Now, they do that in person, of course, if you go in, and they also do that on their fishing hotline, which is 410-247-FISH, 247-3474. But if you need a firearm for hunting, for shooting sports, for personal or home protection, they've got all that, too. They are a full-line Browning dealer. They specialize in Browning firearms, although they carry a number of other brands. Browning is preeminent. And I just mentioned last week, and I'll mention it again this week, it is the shooting sports season. I did go and shoot a round of Sporting Clays in the Outback charity event for Johns Hopkins Children's Cancer Center Pediatric Cancer Unit, and had a great time. 262 shooters contributed to that. And I sat beside my buddy Bill, who every year they've had a lab pup come up for sale. My buddy Bill bid it up to $2,300 and donated it back, and then bid it up to $2,000 again and donated it back, which meant he was on the hook for $4,300. And the dog finally sold, I believe, for $1,500. So that little puppy brought in $5,800 for cancer research. My hat's off to anybody who can do that, who can afford to do that. And Bill is more than generous in a lot of different ways. I've turkey hunted with the guy, and we've had good times. So anyway, 725 Saturi sporting Clay's firearm is available at Clyde Sports Shop now in 20 gauge. Used to only be available in 12. Now it's come out in the 20 gauge from Browning. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop for hunting and fishing and gunsmithing and all the services for fishing and hunting that you need, want, or could use at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video? With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Fred Cammer, or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait.
That'd be great. Tied Father's Day face
and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou.
Yep. Good father there. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Good pick, Brian. Yeah, great childhood memories. Yeah, I used to go gator fishing with Daddy. He'd tie a rope around me and throw. Yeah. Swim, Amos, swim. Kick your feet, boy. Good old dad. Yeah, we don't see any episodes about Amos Moses on Swamp People, do we? I don't think he's even ever been mentioned in the show. Ah, yes. I don't know if you know it or not, but what's his name? Troy. Troy, the you know, Chudum guy. He is quite a waterman. He is involved in the crawfish industry in Louisiana and is probably one of the top guys in the crawfish industry. He does commercial crabbing, as does Liz as well, and the whole bunch down there. So we actually had a Maryland connection when we met Liz last August in Southern Maryland. There's a picture of her and picture of Troy on my Maryland Hunting Quarterly website. We have a little page on there. It says, Who's Reading MHQ? And we've got some celebrities on there. If you want to go take a look at that on MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, you can see that. But the fellow I knew here in Maryland, I said to Liz, do you know a guy by the name of? And she said, do I know and she looked behind her, and this guy was standing over there on the grass at the hotel with her husband. So it was pretty cool. I enjoyed that meeting. So we got Liz and Donna, our creative director, Donna Fisher, on our website with standing there with Liz and Marilyn Loves Crabs and Marilyn Hunting Quarterly. So crabs are still high, not quite as scarce as they used to be, but still pretty high price for crabs. A lot of crabs coming from North Carolina market today, this weekend. A few from Maryland. Maryland crab meat is tough to get. There's some Louisiana crabs in the market. There's some Texas crabs in the market. There's some Florida crabs in the market. So, if you eat crabs this weekend, enjoy them. You will pay the price. Depends on where you get them. So let's talk to Roy in White Marsh. Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know if you remember me anymore, but I was looking for a home defense weapon.
Oh, yeah. I do remember. And I remember we talked about going to Clyde's, and you found one.
Yeah, I went there. I went to a lot of places. And I really didn't know what I wanted. But anyway, I finally wound up with a Weatherby SA-08 youth model.
Okay.
And that really worked good for me.
Good. Okay, good.
I just want to let you know I finally found it.
Finally found what you were looking for, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know what I was looking for.
Sure.
I had to go through looking at a lot of stuff, before I could...
Everybody has to make a selection for what works for them.
Yeah, right. I'm an old person. I can't handle a big gun,
Sure, yeah.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know, and I would like to hear a lot better news about the crabs.
Well, I would, too. The good news is we're just going to have to wait them out. Anybody that likes crabs. Look, what do we expect? It was, these crabs live in the water.
Sure.
It was extremely cold this winter. The water temperatures didn't come up. The crabs, I was talking to a manager of a crab shop here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He said people don't understand how far these creatures go.
What do you mean, how far they travel?
He said,
yeah, I can believe
they used to. He said they used to, put tags on them. Once they had stopped shedding, they put a wire tag on the shell.
Right.
Okay. He said, I was going through a bushel of crabs from North Carolina. This was some years ago, going through a bushel of crabs from North Carolina early in the spring, like April. He said there was a legal crab in there that had a tag on it. He said, I did what I was instructed to do on the tag. I called the number. And he said that crab had been released outside of Annapolis the August prior.
August prior.
So from August to April, that crab had migrated from Annapolis to North Carolina.
Yeah. How long do they live, Dave? How long is
it? A couple of years.
A couple of years.
And a lot of things, people don't know that a female crab, you see these doublers and that type of thing, those crabs are breeding, of course.
Sure.
But people don't know that once crabs mate, the male then is at the end of his life. He's done. The female will produce that sponge, that egg sac, more than once. She will actually spawn multiple times.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she will spawn. I guess the average here in the Bay is 3 to 5 times, but they can go longer than that in ideal conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So once they spawn, she's going to be responsible for tens of thousands of little baby crabs,
sure.
And that's why we need to protect the females.
Sure.
And that's what we didn't do for years and years and years. That's what they especially didn't do in Virginia.
Right.
After the migration, you'd get down there in the wintertime and you'd see bushel after bushel after bushel of sponge crabs sitting on the docks outside the picking houses and the commercial places, So
yeah, my wife and I, we crabbed from about like 75. We had a little runabout and crabbed together from 75 till we finally got on Able about 2005. Decided to get rid of my boat. I hate to do it. It's a lot of memories in that boat, but.
You got some nice crab houses out there in White Marsh. We deal with a number of them.
So. Yeah, it is. It's very good. Yeah. you still put out your crab book?
Yeah, it's coming out in within the next 2 weeks. Here we'll have it.
Okay, I'll have to get down to Middle River there and pick one up down there.
You know exactly where it is in Middle River. Yep. Mm-hmm. I sure do. Yeah, East Baltimore is good to us. We have a lot of nice businesses over there. So, and you know, up and down 40, Cecil County is good. Yeah, there's certain places that we do better than others, but yeah, we'll be putting out a lot of crab magazines this year and good articles again as always, and we'll have that online here in a couple of weeks. We'll let everybody know that it's online. So
yeah, well, very good. I listen to you most times. I'm still taking care of my wife, so
sure.
I'm up most of the time.
I understand, Roy. Yes, sir.
You take care of yourself.
All right, man. Buddy. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680. 410. Oh, we are out. We're done, aren't we? We're out of time. Huh. Time flies by when you're having fun talking about shooting stuff. Got another groundhog in the yard. Can't get him. Very spooky. You know, I peek out the window and it's gone. Whew, gone. The trap is set. Baited with cantaloupe. Been baited all week. Rebaited yesterday after all that rain. Can't get them for some reason. If I do, that would be the third one this year. They love my shed. They love my neighbor's shed. They love my neighbor's gardens, but none of my neighbors. Well, I'm known as the guy that gets the groundhogs in the neighborhood. So. Oh well. Maybe when we get home today, we'll have a groundhog. All right. Well, folks, you have a nice Father's Day. If you have to leave us now, come back. Join us in the next hour here at the 6 o'clock hour. Dr. Joe Love will be on here. We'll be talking about tidal bass fishing in Maryland. He's got some exciting news, some things to talk about that involve the largemouth bass.